destroying any content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Busy Phillips is our guest tonight from Dawson's Creek. You know her from Freaks and Geeks, and what else do we know you from, Busy?
Popular, were you there?
No.
True, please.
No popular.
You know that?
Dawson's Creek was my first WB show. Some other movies.
Yeah.
There you go.
What's Dawson? Fifth year?
Sixth.
Jesus Christ.
I came in last year. It's my second year.
Where does the time go? Dawson hasn't, no one's thrown him in that creek yet and drowned him?
Not yet.
I'm this close.
Yeah. Well.
Jesus Christ. Now, I guess on shows like that, do you have the same viewers that you had, and you don't know, but do you have the same viewers that you had in season one? Because it seems like there's a lot of young people, maybe young girls,
right,
you know, who are going from, 14, 15, and now they're in college. Now.
Right, and they still watch.
Really? They don't turn them over?
And we get the new kids, too. We get, the 14-year-olds now, too. It's weird. It's, the weirdest thing. But the cool thing is, the girls who grew up watching it are just completely obsessed with the show and devote, days and weeks to websites. And they plan vacations around coming to Wilmington, North Carolina, and seeing where we film. It's, insane.
Let me tell you how this works, then. And what's Dawson's name again?
James?
James Vanderbeek,
yeah.
Right? This is this is what happens.
Hmm.
I don't know him. I'm sure he's a dear, dear man. Here's how it works.
Okay. I don't know.
10, 15 years after his career dries up, he's just bartending or kicking around doing.
Wouldn't he be going to some kind of conventions as Dawson?
No. But here's where he gets to nail the hot chicks.
Hmm.
Because here's what happens. It's an interesting phenomenon. I've seen it a few times. 13-year-old girls grow up watching, what's James Vanderbeek, 27 or something, or not allowed to tell?
I think 25.
Right?
Oh, I
There's
see.
There's 13-year-old
yes.
girl,
okay.
And it gets burned into their psyche, right?
Yes. That person.
Who
is 8 years their senior.
Oh, maybe.
Or 10 years. Maybe. But that interval's not
no,
changing.
No, wait, Adam, no dice, because Luke Perry, 90210, and I don't think that if
you
I
do
had
him?
The chance, no. No, I don't think that works.
You wouldn't do him.
No, and I was obsessed with 90210.
Really? Yeah, but you know what? But you're hot, you're a star. I don't know. Okay, see, this is my Rebecca Romaine Stamos theory.
Okay.
She's a super hot model.
Yeah.
And she grew up watching John Stamos, Blackie. He was a character who was Blackie on, Days of Our Lives.
Oh, wow.
And she was, 12, 13, puberty kicking in, seeing this hot 20-year-old guy, being in love with him. Then, later on, she met him. She didn't realize she was a hot Victoria's Secret model and that he was on a Full House. And it's Blackie.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
And
what I got to do.
The interval in their age never changes.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now she's 20, he's 30.
Right. And what are you saying, Drew?
I'm saying that.
Okay, quiet down.
She's moving into her prime. He's moving out.
I'm saying this, James Vanderbeek. He's good for life.
Uh-huh.
He's set to life. There's a whole crop of, there's a new crop of 13-year-olds coming in every day now. He's not going to get them when they're 13.
Right. No, obviously.
He's just going to be 41, fat and bald, and they're going to be 22, and he's still going to be able to get them because he's Dawson.
Right.
There you go.
All right. And you?
And me.
You get me and Drew.
Okay.
Yeah. When we have you been on this show? We must have talked to you last time you were here, right?
Yeah.
You how long ago were you on the show? It's
been
over
years
a year.
Ago?
It's been a couple
of
years.
Nose ring then.
I still have the nose
is
ring.
Is it up there?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in my septum.
Pop it out for us.
Hold on.
Oh, you roll it up.
Yeah. I'm wearing it on the show now because my character has gone all box, so I get to wear it.
Can you get it out without using your fingers? Or can you blow it out?
No.
You can? Come on.
It's stuck with my septum. Has it stuck up in there.
So. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
All right, but I miss you,
Yeah, thanks. Miss you guys, too.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I figured it'd been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last time I was on, my show had just gotten canceled. And
Freaks and Geeks?
Freaks and Geeks, yeah. And
oh, we were, yeah.
Yeah. And we were here, and you were saying it was the curse of being on your show.
That's right.
Because several people had come on, and then shortly after, their show had been
That's
canceled.
The way it always
so,
works.
Yeah. No, well, it's more that...
And also, no one comes on the show when they're riding high. No one comes on the show when they're riding the crest of life. Like, it, like we don't get bands when they're in the original popular band. We get them when they break off and do their side projects.
Right, right, right.
We don't get Guns N' Roses. We get Slash's Snake Pit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
That's the show. All right. But not tonight.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Nick?
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick, you're 16.
Yeah.
It's ironic this show hasn't been canceled. You know, the curse that it is.
Yeah,
you know what, curse itself. Yeah, but you know what it's like? It's like a snake's venom doesn't kill itself, yet it's inside the snake.
There you go.
Nobody's listening.
Indeed not. But you normally, when you curse things, it goes well for it. And you've been cursing this show forever.
That's true. So. That's true. Remember when I put a curse on No Doubt about 6 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Nick?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah, and before I ask my question, I just wanted to sort of ask a small favor. The next time you work up, you know, some good gas, you think you could, like, just, you know, blow some into a plastic bag for me?
Yeah.
And do what with it?
Oh, yeah, I think that'd be worth something on eBay someday.
Oh, and send it to
Ooh, Adam's gas on eBay.
Yeah. Idea.
Right. And the proceeds go to cystic fibrosis or something. We take the proceeds. We send them to our good cause.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right, Nick. Good question. Go ahead.
Anyways, I was looking for different ways to masturbate.
Mm-hmm. How about to a nice bag of my fart? Huh?
Yeah, that would
Put that
be
over
great.
Your head and then beat off? It's great.
See if I couldn't, see if I couldn't ejaculate before I pass out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay there, Nick.
All right, Nick.
Drew, that's your first call you lined up, huh?
Good. Well, what does that tell you?
Not many good calls tonight?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Jamie, who's 16. Jamie?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi. My question is about miscarriages.
Yeah?
Because, like, 3 months ago, I took a pregnancy test, and it came out positive.
Right.
And then, like, a month ago, I was sitting on the couch, and when I stood up, I had, a really horrible pain, and blood, rushed down my legs.
Great.
Yeah.
Good
time. Horrible.
Good times.
So is that what that is, Drew?
Yeah, probably. It's usually not quite so dramatic as that. Usually it's just cramping and then a little bit of bleeding, and it gets maybe more heavier as time goes along.
Yeah. You're 16.
Did you go to a doctor?
No. I didn't tell my parents about it.
Were you planning on having it?
Yeah, but I was going to wait to tell them.
Tell the kid was in high school?
No.
What was your plan?
Oh, Drew.
To wait about a month later. I was going to tell him at 3 months because my dad, threatened me with taking the father away from me.
Mm-hmm. Where's the father? What do you mean the father away from you?
The father of the baby.
Oh, the baby, yeah.
What do you mean he threatens you with
I
that?
I thought you meant, son and the Holy Ghost kind of father.
He doesn't know
I know, but how's he
He doesn't know you're pregnant. How could he threaten you to take the...
Well, he told me, that if he found out anything had ever happened between us, that I was never going to be allowed to see him ever again.
I see.
Uh-huh. How old is the ex-dad?
Said father.
He's 16.
16. Mm. Okay.
He'll be 17 in a month.
Okay, but it's good that you didn't have the baby in a way, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, different bogus vibe here, I got to tell you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just couldn't kind of see a good vibe.
I'm kind of weird about it because I've been, real depressed lately.
Hold on a second.
Let's just keep
blood
going.
Running down the leg, real depressed lately. But
all right, but the voice, quiet.
Yeah, let's hear. Keep going.
So what are you saying, Busy?
I'm saying, I don't know, maybe there's something there. Maybe she's exaggerating a little bit about the blood rushing down the legs.
Could be.
Let's see.
You better pray you're right, sister. Otherwise, I'll see you now. Jamie?
Yeah.
All right, so.
But lately, it's I don't know. Sometimes I catch myself just thinking about what would have happened if I would have. And
if you would have what?
If I would have had the baby.
Right.
And it's I don't know, I feel like I did something to kill my baby. And
what
I
did you do? What did you do?
I don't know, I'm a real active person.
Mm-hmm.
That killed your baby? No.
Gymnastics and JROTC and...
No, forget it, Jamie. It had nothing to do with it. Thank God that it terminated over half of all pregnancies do.
Well, not down the leg.
not quite so dramatically, but that's a very, it's more common than not that pregnancies will just end in that first trimester.
So, Jamie, what are you doing for birth control?
I take ortho-tricycline.
Okay, what happened?
I missed 2 pills.
All right, baby. You can't miss those pills, right?
Right.
Okay, well, get on your birth control. Stay on your birth control.
And go get the morning after pill.
Yeah, busy.
But she was already on the pill.
I know, but she wasn't taking it correctly.
She needs to take it properly and double up if she misses and use a secondary barrier if use a condom if she misses some pills.
So if you want to have sex and you screwed up the last, that's an interesting point because I think people do this. They get on the pill, then they screw up. Gotta hit the mic with the coffee mug. 10 minutes in the show. Maybe it's my fault for not bringing it up.
Here's the comedy. I've been making an effort to move the mic around so that didn't happen.
Drew, here's the interesting.
Most of you, before tonight, I never paid attention.
Don't argue with me. Just listen. Just put the mic down and lean back and drink this in.
Yeah.
If you were truly making a conscious effort not to make contact with the microphone using the coffee mug, and you're giving it, you're being conscious of it, you're giving it an effort, That speaks very poorly of you. You may have a tumor. You may have a tumor. Now, on the other hand, there may be just a little, just a fiber of rebellion in you that does it. Now, don't answer. Don't answer. Just let it sink in and think about it. Not a conscious rebellion, but a deeper rebellion.
You know, he's not a surgeon. That's probably a good.
He's definitely no surgeon. Yeah.
Well, that's a reason for that.
But. There's consistent contact with the coffee mug and the microphone on a nightly basis.
Here's where I put the mic over here. Mm-hmm. I was using this hand.
Uh-huh. There's many different demonstrations and explanations, Drew, but yet somehow the mug finds the mic on a nightly basis. That's all I'm saying. That's all. Well, just food for thought. I know, where were we? Drew, I know you're a man who likes to study society, study yourself, look into motivation, what cause and effect and things like that. I'm just saying, drink it in. Just be open-minded about it. Mm. Okay, now, what's her nose? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Secondary barrier. I think people miss their pill. They don't take their pill for a couple of days, and they think, oh, well, we just got to roll the dice.
Yeah, they should double up.
Put the condom up.
Put the condom on, double down for the same number of days you missed. You missed 2 days, double down for 2 days.
Right.
And then also wear the condom the rest of that month, the rest of that packet.
All right. James, you're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
I got a question about bladder infections.
Yeah.
Can guys get them?
Sure.
What are the symptoms of a bladder infection?
Hurts when you pee.
Right.
Hurts.
Just an uncomfortable...
Yeah, but in a guy your age, that's a sexually transmitted disease more often than not.
It is?
Yeah.
So, is it like every time when you use the restroom, or every so often?
If you have that symptom at all, and you've been sexually active with someone new, that's probably an STD.
Really? Which one do you think it would be?
Well, chlamydia or non-gonococcal urethritis or gonorrhea. Those are the ones that cause all that.
Really? But I'm too old to have bladder infection?
You're too young.
Oh, I'm too young.
And you were recently sexually active with someone, right?
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay, right on schedule.
There you go there, buddy.
Stop trying to talk yourself out of what you have. You have an STD. Go get it taken care of. It's very common.
How do you, are those, like, treatable or curable?
The bladder infections?
No.
Oh. Yes, they will probably give you a shot and a single dose of a medicine called azithromycin or Zithromax.
Where do you go to?
Any doctor, any emergency room, any free clinic.
Coin-op, car wash usually has. What do you mean, where do you go?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. What happened to you? Just to fall out of the sky? Peeing lava? You're not sure where to go to get the medicine?
Do you go to a specialist?
No.
You don't go to an emergency room?
Yes, you can.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. They got the clinics, right?
They got
any of those clinics around you?
I'm sure they do.
They had those free clinics. I used to go when I was a kid and an adult. Actually, I always went to a clinic. Like a little county USC, little Santa Monica free clinic. Oh, it was quite a life. There's nothing...
Glamorous.
Oh, we were like the Hathaways. There's nothing like waiting in line when you feel like ass. You know, is that something like sitting amongst other sick people for a couple hours before you get to see some sort of subpar doctor? You know what I mean? You know, like depressing. It's like when you have a like just a aching sore throat that you can barely swallow. You're just miserable. Sitting up is miserable. You just sit in an office for like 3 or 4 hours.
But also, you're sort of more sensitive to your surroundings. The smells bother you more. The hard surface of it.
Everything sucks.
Okay, you're sitting in a cement room with people vomiting, and the chairs are circa 1920.
No, you know what the chairs are? The chairs are those chrome-legged,
plastic,
burnt orange, stamped plastic ones that sort of fit that, your ass that drops right into.
Later on, they snap a desk onto it that flips up and down.
Yeah. And you're sitting there and you're reading magazines that are like 70 years old and all the crossword puzzles have been done 15 times. And there's a weird sort of smell of failure and death. You know, it's like it's failure meets death. It's like sick people who are also failures. And there's always one kid running around raising hell that just doesn't care. And there's always like the crying and people are sort of on edge and everything's sort of orange and brown and ugly and you're just sitting there.
6 hours.
Yeah, and it's like you can't really raise any hell because you're paying them $3. So their attitude is screw you.
On the other hand, people raise total hell in those environments.
I guess they do. And that's another part of the experience is having the person at the counter raise hell. Big fat mama getting a little weird because she's been waiting too long and has too many kids. And the old man took off. And the bitchy nurse is saying, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go. And then they're getting into it. And you just want to plug your ears and start screaming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a flashback.
That's my childhood. Judy?
Yes.
You're 48?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, I have a question about appropriate behavior psychiatrists. My daughter is going to a school in the East Coast. She's 19 years old, and she told me she's been depressed and anxious, and I said, well, you go to a psychologist, and she did, and he sent her to a psychiatrist, and she liked the psychiatrist a whole lot. She told me that the psychiatrist told her on the first visit that he's on Wellbutrin 2, and he's going to put her on that, and he told her that... He has the same bilirubin problem as him, and he's real thin like she is. And he
what problem?
Her, oh, something about her bilirubin. I don't remember. We had her tested a few years ago. And
hold on a second. A bilirubin?
Yeah, she means Gilbert syndrome, probably. Nothing. It's nothing.
Oh, what is that?
Nothing.
Bilirubin?
Yeah, they don't get into
it. It's a disease?
No, it's just some people. Hemoglobin's broken down into bilirubin, and then it's excreted in your through your bile, and if your bile duct becomes clogged,
I've never heard of bilirubin.
You want me to get it?
I thought it was a name, like bilirubin.
No,
what the hell, Judy?
Yes.
Are you a nurse?
No. I just remember there was something about a bilirubin, and she's really.
All right, but listen, it's disconcerting.
Does she have Gilbert's?
And pronounce that too.
Billy Rubin.
No, the what's your show?
Gilbert.
Gilbert's.
Yeah, that's it. That's what the intern said. But he said, don't worry about it.
It just sounds funny when you hear someone that sounds like Minnie Pearl saying Billy Rubin.
Gilbert sound is funnier, though.
Yeah, but she's not going to say that.
Well, all right, so what's the question?
I just didn't think it was appropriate. She said that he told her, well, you'll probably be on antidepressants the rest of your life. And she was okay as a child, but her best friend...
Judy, here's the deal. It is somewhat inappropriate and a boundary violation for the psychiatrist to get into what he is taking or she was taking. But listen, it's not an egregious violation. She's not developing a psychotherapeutic relationship with her. He's just helping her contend with the need to take some medication, and this is his way of sort of easing her anxieties about it. It's not an outrageous thing. I mean, it's not right. I agree with you. It's not right. And the feeling you have is a very accurate and healthy one, but. I don't know.
It's not like he's going to be with her twice a week, right?
If you were as a therapist doing that, that would be a mess because that's somebody who can't maintain the therapeutic frame.
Essentially, he's a doctor that's prescribing something, right?
Yeah,
a psychiatrist should be able to maintain those boundaries more carefully, but no.
I know, but maybe he's just saying that to make her feel good.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what Drew's saying. Judy?
It's all right, Judy.
Yeah, yes, sir.
It's all right.
What's the problem? I mean, really, you're going to punch the messenger in the nuts?
It just kind of gave me the creeps.
It's good instinct to have the creeps, but it's going to be okay in this setting. Yeah.
All right. Is she going to see the guy again?
Well, yeah, she sees him every month.
For medication management.
Oh, once a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes. Once a month?
5 minutes.
Please.
Once a month.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's fine, Judy.
Okay. All right, say hi to Billy. All right.
Billy Rubin.
I've been doing this show for 8 years, never heard Billy Rubin. That'll explain that one more time.
Hemoglobin is broken down into smaller molecules. One of them is indirect bilirubin.
All right.
And if it goes ultimately to bilirubin, which is created in your bile. And if something obstructs your bile duct, bilirubin goes up, the direct bilirubin. The indirect bilirubin is something that's still a byproduct of hemoglobin.
I said, how do you measure it? You measure
blood test.
Do you get a bilirubin count?
Yes, it's looking for this total indirect and direct bilirubin.
Bilirubin. That may be my new traveling name. You know, we go to a hotel, we don't want to be bugged.
Is Billy Verdon? It's another good one. Another byproduct of hemoglobin.
Yeah. I'm going with Billy Rubin.
Okay.
I used to travel under the name of Jimmy Kimmel. It worked fine, but I don't think it's going to work anymore. Son of a bitch. All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. Billy Phillips.
Nice.
Billy Rubin.
Busy Phillips is our guest tonight from Dawson's Creek on the WWB. We'll be right back. That's my main man. Just talking about him. Busy Phillips is here tonight from Dawson's Creek, Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock, WB. Sorry.
Oh, nice.
Busy was here last couple years ago when Freaks and Geeks was getting canceled, and now she's here to say goodbye to Dawson's Creek. No. Dawson's Creek will just keep going, right?
No, it's kind of I guess it's on a... Unofficially or kind of officially of the last season.
Why?
Yeah, because it's in the sixth year. I don't know. I didn't even know if I was allowed to talk about it, but everybody else in their interviews has been saying it's last year, so I guess it's okay for me to say it.
That means they'll extend it 2 years.
Is that... why is that? People want to do movies?
Yeah, I think...
Do other things?
Yeah, I think it's really... Sort of an interesting situation that those, you know, that the kids who've been on since the beginning were put in, because they not only kind of grew up on TV, but they were made huge stars, like gigantic, all of them, you know,
right,
movies and have a huge fan base. And I think that they're just all ready to do other things. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think everybody involved in the show.
Well, creatively. Mm-hmm. I always like when they interview the stars who've been on these shows, like since their age, like the Brady kids, and mm-hmm. they go, I literally grew up on TV. I always like that. I'm like, yeah, all right, no ass. I literally grew up on TV. I've heard that line so many times from every one of the Brady kids.
Can you imagine how weird it would be? Dude, seriously.
It would suck. It would be weird. I mean, I don't know, like, I don't, there's so many parts about being a kid. I mean, different, if you grew up in different periods, if your skin was a different color,
right,
if you were a different sex, if there was a war going on, you know.
Right, right,
there's
right.
So many different applications and
right.
situations. You could stake a pretty good claim for weird if you're in Europe in the 40s and you're
yes.
just being bombed, or your parents were being dragged to some camp somewhere or something. I mean, or you're just in Mozambique and there's dirt on the floor and
right.
you're drought, whatever. Whatever it is, make a few, you know, if you're the Corollas and you're in North Hollywood, you live in some crappy house and mom's yelling freak out from her bedroom, you could... You make an argument for weird, too. But, yes, the TV... Here's the problem with the TV weird is people are like, I grew up in a very stressful, weird situation because I grew up on TV, and no one feels sorry for me. And
yeah.
my thing
right.
is you're goddamn right.
Because they make a lot of money.
Yeah, you made a lot of money, and you grew up anyway, and so what? But I understand. Like,
Well, it's interesting. The sort of message from all of them is something was missing. It's like in the time...
Well, I think just from the kids that I've seen... not kids on my show necessarily, but just kids that I've seen who've been actors since they were children. Like, there's definitely something lost. Like, and it's, I don't know. It's weird. And when they get in their early 20s, you know, okay, you're 19 years old and you buy your first house for $2 million. Like, yeah. What is that? That's like not...
All I can figure is who is the mom that's taking that kid out to that audition at age 5?
Oh,
age
those
seven.
Bitches. They do right. the same thing okay. every time.
Now, wait a minute.
She wanted to do it. Yeah, oh, she's 4.
Are you high? But there's the deficiency. And so,
of course.
And
that's so, what's effed up about the whole thing.
But there's problem number one. Number two... Why isn't someone working on balancing the life of those kids? There's lots of downtime. It's not like they're working construction 12 hours a day. There's plenty
right.
of downtime.
Yeah. And especially there's so many laws. That
and then to bring in a peer group for them. So involve them in something else outside.
But here's the other thing, too, and Busy brought it up, which is they do that. They missed out on their childhood.
Busy started when she was 6.
Oh, okay. Sorry about your mom. let me tell you, my childhood was watching you make money on TV. That's what I missed out on. I missed out on the paycheck. I just sat there. I probably watched as much TV as you did TV. I just sat in front of a crappy Zenith.
That's right. You grew up on TV, too.
Had a goddamn
the other side of it, though.
Had a TV dinner on a burnt orange sofa and watched your ass. What about me? Where's my money? Allison?
Yeah?
Oh, I missed out on my childhood. What do you think I was doing? Going water skiing every day with Bruce Jenner?
Hello?
Jesus Christ. I was sitting home watching TV.
What's up, Allison?
Are you serious? What's up? This is cool. You guys are cool. Okay, kind of nervous. On Sunday, well, actually, I've been going out with my boyfriend for a year and a half. And
how old is he?
He's 24.
All right.
How old is she?
22.
I'm 22. And we talk about, the past 6 months, we've been talking about marriage and kids and the future or whatever. And then he made a comment to me saying, well, I don't know if I could ever leave my mother. And I was like, okay. And I just didn't really pay any attention to it. And then the past couple of days, I've been talking to my mom about it. And it's just been, like, eating at me. So I said something today when I went over there. And he was, like, telling me, basically, that he doesn't ever want to leave his mother, that she supported him. Well, she's supporting him while he's going to school, and in return, he wants to buy a house with her and live with her. And if I'm going to be his wife, that I should basically be happy and live with him and his mom. And have
born gay.
All right.
That's unhealthy, right?
That's unhealthy. I mean, it depends on how it's done.
Oh,
you know?
Please.
It's not for a 24-year-old to be doing that. It's kind of weird. Where's Dad?
It is weird. He's gone.
What happened to him?
His mother's been married 3 times. Basically, here's my story I've gotten from him, that his dad wanted to live in Costa Rica because that's where he's from. And the mom went out there to try to do it, but she couldn't adapt to the lifestyle. Well,
what about the other two?
Hold on, this Jewish kid's got a Costa Rican dad?
He's Jewish.
What about the other two? He's Korean. What about the other two dads?
Don't know. I didn't really ever ask. Basically.
Yeah. Sums up with mom that she has 3 marriages.
Well,
that
they smoke weed.
Mom does?
Both of them together. Both?
Together?
Yeah.
Oh, never good.
Yeah, and I basically sit there with him and his uncles and his mother, and they all smoke weed and watch that 70s show.
Where did they get...
It's quite an image.
I swear.
Where do they get money for the college?
He just goes to Grossmont College. I don't know how you feel about that.
Junior college.
Oh, junior college?
Yeah.
Well, now, hold on a second. See, this is how it always works with me, is I'm sitting there and she's going, well, he feels like he owes her because she put him through college, and now, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You're thinking Stanford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put him through college. I'm picturing some Ivy League school or something. Now it's like, oh, they sit around and smoke weed and watch that 70s show, and all of a sudden my college thing is all fuzzy. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what? These guys have money. This kid went to college. And then all of a sudden you hear junior college, like, snap, everything focuses. Snap, right into focus. Pow, focus. Of course, junior college. This guy's retarded.
You guys are great.
Hold on, nobody puts anyone through junior college. Let me
explain.
It's
like $6 an hour.
Exactly. I'm going to
an hour.
Myself.
A semester.
You know.
Let me tell you who puts people through junior college. I do.
Yeah.
And all the other idiot taxpayers.
I put myself through it and I pay taxes.
I pay $4 a year. I pay $400,000 a year.
There's
How dare you?
Very wrong with not only the fact that there are no boundaries in that family and everyone sits around and gets high together, but that the mom has put son in that situation to be dependent on him to that extent.
That's what my mom said.
And it's really a very... did you have a dad that was an alcoholic or addict or something?
Me? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're reenacting all that, okay? Stop. Go to Al-Anon, get a sponsor, work this through.
No way.
Well, you're going to go, and then you're going to go, All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
I never heard that.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. That's I can deal with. I can work with that.
You're brassy, baby. You got moxie. I like that.
But know this: you're going to leave this guy, and you're going to go find another alcoholic marijuana addict, and that's going to be a problem for you someday.
Right.
Okay.
You guys are so cool.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Don't go to that, Alan.
Audrey, I don't know how to say your real name.
No, it's busy. But thank you. Yeah.
What'd she call you?
Audrey is my character name on Dawson. Listen, seriously. Stop dating the guy. All go right. Find someone nice.
You guys are cool.
Yeah, go find.
He's not an addict.
Find a grown up. What year? You're 22.
That's
a 24 year old guy. He's living at home. Mama put him through junior college. You know, you put a kid through junior college. You get him a Lunchable.
Yeah.
And a peachy folder, and that's
and a,
it.
And a
he's
bus
through.
Pass.
Yeah, a bus pass. He's through with junior college. You're done financially with junior college. Jesus Christ.
Okay. So off everybody.
Listen, hold on. You want to know how cheap junior college is? My mom went to junior college.
Ooh.
A Corolla went to junior college.
I'm impressed.
It's got to be cheap. It has to be free.
You know, about six times a night now, I find myself thinking, who do you think you're talking to here? Come on,
these people.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. Well, his mother put him through college. Danny?
Please. Danny.
Yeah.
Turn your radio down.
Turn the radio down.
Yeah. You and all your...
Friends.
Okay. Yeah. Something's coming here. Go ahead. Danny?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
You know, it was funny. He did actually make a sound a tenth of a second, but my finger was already in motion.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like calling your girlfriend a bitch and then starting to apologize, but the fist was already swinging toward your face.
That's right.
That's what happens sometimes. Yeah. All right. Danny can hang on for a little bit longer. Let's talk to Busy Phillips is our guest tonight from Dawson Creek, by the way. Indy?
Yes.
You're 23?
I am.
What's up?
Well, my boyfriend wanted me to go to the doctor with him because he has a sore. There's no real polite way to say this. It's at the lower back toward the butt crack.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really able to see it, obviously, because it's in kind of a bad spot. When
it's called a pilonidal cyst.
Yeah,
okay.
We hear about this a lot.
Something like a fistula?
Yeah, it's a pilonidal cyst track or fistula.
Okay. She wasn't real sure that was what it was, so she put him on Augmentin for 10 days, and we're supposed to go back tomorrow.
No, you need to see a surgeon. It's a pilonidal cyst. It'll keep coming back if you don't get it taken out. And this
is it something life-threatening? I mean,
no.
We don't have insurance right now.
No.
Are you going to live with it for a while?
Yeah.
He's fine. Every once in a while, you can squeeze it or something, right?
Yeah, they kind of drains fluid all the time, and then they get infected, and then you have to take the antibiotics. It's a big pain, pain in the ass.
You just lance it every once in a while.
No, but it's a cyst. It's a fistula track down. And
listen, to me, that's like having a video game attached to you. That's something
to
do.
Pretty bad, yeah.
No, I mean, it's something to do. You know what I mean? You don't have any of those pockets?
Well, not for him. You can't see it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Well, you got to get to it, baby. You guys never... I don't have any of these anymore, but I used to have this, like pock mark on my back or something, and it, like, once every 6 months would, like, fill up with something, and it wasn't, like, oozing pus or anything. It would just, like, be like a little zit, you know?
Yeah,
you could
that's
squeeze it out. It was something to do.
It's a sebaceous cyst, and then toothpaste stuff comes out of that.
A little shot of toothpaste, every 6 months, but you know what? It dried up.
Oh, sorry, huh?
Once a year I find it, and I'm going, come on, baby, what's up? Come on.
Produce.
I squeeze it, and it's like nothing. No. It's like, screw you. I'm dying. I'm not coming out anymore. But it's something to do. Like, you know, you don't have one of those?
Mm-hmm. Busy can play with her nose ring.
I can play with my nose ring. And I have a problem with picking my face, actually.
But you do, you can
disgusting.
Play. You can, like, if you're at the airport and you got some time to kill and you don't have anything to read.
You play with the nose
play
ring.
Play with your nose ring.
Yeah.
You can't do that?
It's not the same kind of satisfaction as, like, popping a zit. It doesn't bring the same satisfaction.
The same glee.
No, it's like a feeling of accomplishment. I have sort of a similar thing. I love popping pimples because it's like an accomplishment. You've done something.
The day can
be over.
Yeah, it's weird. If women see one on your back, dive on you. they'll claim it.
Hold back, Busy.
In the name of France.
Right. It's like,
I'll tell you,
the best. God.
Busy, ever use a pin? Use a pin.
No, I have one of those things I got at the store, the with the hole and the metal thing
the
where
poppers.
You, like, press down on it.
Oh, really? Is that what it's for?
Yeah, they use it at the dermatologist's office, too.
Where do you get them?
At the drugstore, at Save On. They're Revlon, I think.
What do they call them? They got to call them something nice.
Comedo extractors.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're used for, like, blackheads, but they're really good for pimples. They just explode.
All right. We got to take a break, because, Busy, we're going to talk, because I'm going to give my technique.
All right.
Well,
all right.
Find something on your back, and she can show
it. Yeah, I'm going to see.
She's getting excited here.
I think I'm pretty...
I've come alive.
I think I'm pretty clean. You know what you want to see?
No, thank you. It's
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Why not? Really?
Well,
1 minute ago, it's like you were eager for the fray, and now it's like, well,
that's what Dawson has to say.
Yeah,
please,
when James Vanderbeek takes his shirt off, it's a big deal, but you? Seriously, I'll give you a quick look.
Okay.
You want to look?
Okay, yeah.
I drew you talk.
Oh, we're doing it on the air. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if there's something, there may be something brewing back there.
Take that thing off. Take that sweater you've worn for 300 years on. Oh, wait, no. Okay, there's back. No hair on your back.
Yeah, your back is surprisingly hairless. Yeah,
stand up.
Fell out of my ass.
I don't know, it's kind of like, there's nothing
Look down here, Busy, look where all the hair is. Down there.
Oh, that's God, oh no.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's nothing that could be popped, but it's like, they're all...
Lots of scars, though, huh?
Yeah, you got some marks.
Well, like, everybody has those, like, red marks, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that can be popped, though.
No, I don't think so.
No blackheads?
No.
Blackheads can be rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah? Take a quick look. Get in there, girl.
Let me see. Well, get that sweater off a little bit here.
Ooh.
Huh?
No. See?
No, my mommy can't see me.
No, they're just freckles.
No, pristine, please.
Anything that I thought was, it turns out to be a freckle.
All right, baby, well, what are you going to do?
So disappointing. What a letdown.
All right, let's see what I can find. So I probably got something in my ass. Let me go check in the bathroom.
All right.
Busy Phillips here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Busy Phillips is our guest tonight. She is on Dawson's Creek, which is WB Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock. And, Busy likes to pop a good zit. And I like a woman that likes that. You know, I like my own bird that took care of stuff, you know, like a hippo has, you know, rhinos and
bird.
Hippo. Yeah, just bird crawl around, walk around your head, pull lice off you, crabs, pop a zit, just general maintenance and a little security. A fly starts buzzing. You know, gnats.
Sure.
You're playing a little softball. You're standing out in the outfield. Gnat starts buzzing by your head. You're trying to focus.
Bird takes it.
Bird takes care of it. You got your own bird.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. You get in the car, it hops onto the top of the passenger seat. Get out of the car, hops. You're like a pirate.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Got to look into that.
Yeah.
Got to look into that. Tiger?
Yes?
You're 27?
Yes, I am.
You're female named Tiger?
Yep.
All right, what's going on?
I guess there's this
question. When I was 14, I was studying with a male friend of mine, and all of a sudden he decided he wanted to have sex with me, and at that same exact point, I wasn't there with him. I was running down a hall with a blonde kid and then being forced to give a blowjob to some hippie-looking guy.
So, what are you talking about?
Same thing happened to me.
I mean, you had a flashback or something?
That's what I'm thinking it might be, but when I talk to people, they totally ignore it.
Tiger, we're just trying to understand what you're telling us. This a friend sort of tried to seduce you, and in response to that, you froze and had a flashback.
Yeah.
All right, that's a common...
He had what he wanted.
Because you were completely frozen and sort of dissociated, huh?
Yeah.
All right, that's a common reaction to trauma survivors. It's how one of the reasons that people that have early childhood trauma become such excellent rape victims and are so frequently raped. Not only do victimizers sense that quality in you, but you become sort of a good victim. You just freeze and you have flashbacks and you can't defend yourself. It's sort of a learned helplessness. And, you need to be dealt with. It definitely affects your emotional makeup and your sense of well-being and your sense of yourself, too.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. You mentioned
being great. Hold on a second.
Very funny.
I picture, like, in a straitjacket she's chewed out of in a padded room with, like, crazy makeup all over her face.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds like super, like, Napoleon nuts.
Are you a Mormon?
Oh, please.
No, I'm not Mormon.
That wasn't...
I'm Roman Catholic, but I don't go to church that often.
What's going on? Are you able to work?
Well,
last year was really a hard year. I had four outward things happen, and I like slipped out a little bit. Then I got a job working at a place where I just take care of people, and I'm doing a lot better.
Mm. Dead people or?
Oh, live people.
Live people.
Yeah.
Okay. You're married?
No, I'm single.
Good.
I have a daughter from a rape 5 years ago. And, yeah.
How's the daughter doing?
She's doing all right, though. I kind of feel guilty when I get edgy, and she is all like, sorry, Mama, and she'll wake me up at night because I'll be having a nightmare about what's happened, and she'll say, it's all right, Mommy. So she's kind of moving into a bad role of trying to take care of Mommy.
Oh, boy. That's really bad.
Yeah. So what's Mommy going to do about this?
Well, Mama's been trying to get some counseling going on, but...
For her?
For me,
Mama.
And for her.
Well, for her, Mommy needs some medication, right? Are you taking your medicine?
Hold on, I'm confused now. Tiger, your mama?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm mama.
Mm.
I don't know about medication.
Yeah.
I haven't been tested or anything.
Yeah. You need to look into all these things, you know, so your little girl doesn't get raped when she's a little older. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would be the death throw for mama.
Yeah, well, it's the last thing you want to happen, but she's very high on the list. Mm-hmm. Of potential victims, unfortunately. A much greater chance of it happening to her.
Intergenerational transmission of trauma. There it is.
Yeah. All right, so, baby, you've got to take care of yourself so you can take care of your daughter. No more kids, though, right?
Well, dating's kind of out of the picture.
All right, good.
Yeah, don't let anyone rape you.
Also, I wanted to suggest maybe you guys can have a special show on sexual assault since you... have it so much during your show. Sexual assault, since you have it.
Sexual assault.
Right.
We did a show on that once, right?
Didn't we have the police in here talking about that?
Yeah.
Did
we have a guy
buddies.
From the Hawthorne Police Department?
Yep.
Detective Cognac.
Yes, that was him.
Came in here and Foxy female district attorney, district attorney Jägermeister.
Right.
No, I can't remember her name, but they seem to know the law, and we talked about it quite a bit. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't really completely from a therapeutic standpoint.
No. It was just sort of what's going on out there.
Well, there was some of that in there, but it was more of from a legal standpoint.
Yes.
What are your rights, statutes of limitations, things like that.
And sort of what's happening, what's being done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Yeah. I thought I was a rape expert before I started doing this show, Drew. I used to call myself a rape expert, but now I truly think of myself
rape
as a rape
specialist.
Expert.
Then, yeah,
specialist. That's right, Chris.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah. I actually have two questions. One's like a problem, and one's more of a general question. But I have a girlfriend, and like we're starting to get physical, but she doesn't go down on me, and she's. I talked to her about it, and.
Oh, that's right. That's your specialty, Adam.
Oh yeah.
I forgot.
Hey, busy. you know what my best sexual thing is?
No.
What I'm kind of known for?
Your specialty.
Is receiving oral.
Nice.
I'm surprised. I guess you're out in North Carolina, you don't hear. But
yeah,
if you hang around, around L.A., the buzz is kind of about me receiving oral and how great I am at that.
Right.
And
you perfected it. What are you talking about?
Well, you want to see?
No. You're sharing that too
if
much.
If you think you can take it, but I'll show you my move.
All right. This is full
screen. Don't jump in. This is just, I'm just
right,
doing
no.
a move.
Right, no. No, God.
All right.
Please, God, no.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here's how I do it. Here's my thing.
Get that acidic grin off your face. There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Not bad.
Like a statue. No movement at all.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Got you a little hot, didn't it?
Yeah.
So, I noticed. Okay. Chris, so anyway, what's going on?
I talked to my girlfriend. I was like, how come, like, you don't want to do it? And she said it's just because, like, the hair, like, totally grosses her out, and she totally doesn't enjoy it. So I shaved it all off except for on my scrotum.
Okay.
But, But because I tried that, and then with an electrical razor, but that even that kind of cut me. I guess it's kind of sensitive, and that was kind of gross.
Did that make her happy though?
What? Well, I didn't really do it. I just kind of tried it at first, and then I got cut, and I didn't try it anymore.
But is this you're
not you? Is she blowing you now because you have no hair?
No.
Chris, how old is she?
She's
16.
Chris, maybe she's freaked out. It's kind of scary. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know the kids are having sex really young these days, but maybe she doesn't want to.
She's making excuses.
She's making excuses.
Yeah. She's all right. Nothing happened to her. Because I got
I
a little hair
so.
Theory.
Both pretty normal, I guess.
Loves her daddy. Everything's good.
Yeah, she lives with both her parents.
All right, it's all right.
Is there anything you can buy at a store that's safe to use to
get your hair off?
Yeah.
But you've already found out that removing the hair doesn't help things, right? She's still not doing anything.
Yeah, I guess.
Would you think if you remove every hair, then that's going to be green light?
Well, I mean, she can, give me a hand job and stuff, and that's cool. And,
relax, Chris. And just relax.
All right. I just hope she didn't, we've talked about, we've had the hair quite, the sort of male genitalia.
Mm.
I hope nothing happened to her when she was younger that freaked her out that way. She's 16.
Mm. It's happening right now. Being
yeah, but
it's
good. She's freaked out. All right. Busy Phillips, our guest tonight. We'll take a quick break, Dawson's Creek, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Busy Phillips is our guest tonight. She's on Dawson's Creek. Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock, www.wb. That's just one more thing I want credit for, Drew.
What's that? Saying the frog was a bad idea? Oh, the dubba dubba dubba.
Remember we were in Chicago and Love Line was going to be a syndicated show?
On Fox, yeah.
And they were saying, it's going to be on the WB out here in Chicago. We want to get a quick promo of you guys saying dubba 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 WB.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, that's lame. And they're just do it. And I said, really? You think this is going to last? And they said, oh, yeah, it's our new campaign. And I said, it's horrible. Let's not do it. And they said, oh, yeah. And I was up there going, dubba, 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 dubba. And they're like, no, too many dubbas. And I kept saying to you, Drew, this sucks.
I remember them having to write all the dubbas out on a card.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Adam Carolla. This is Dr. Drew. And whenever we're in Chicago, we listen to the dubba, 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 dubba. And I was going, this is a horrible campaign. And this before the campaign started. This is, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
And I said, this is doom. This is horrible. You guys need to drop this now. And I was like, oh, please, kid, what do you know? That's lame, lame, lame. I want an apology from everybody. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry, Adam.
And Drew,
I'm sorry.
You're fine. You weren't there.
Oh. I'm on the WB, but Drew, I'm partially responsible.
Yeah, but not for the WB campaign.
Before my time.
That's right.
What,
Drew?
I'm
Drew,
saying,
I was always the one who raised my hand and said, this is lame. Let's not do this.
You got to remember something
and
about
Drew
me.
Drew was always the one who went, let's just do this and get out of here.
Here's two things.
Yes?
One is, what did we end up doing? Doing it and getting out of there. So we had no choice anyway.
No, handwriting was on the wall. Could have just not done it.
Number two, I'm lame. I don't know the difference. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Okay.
Michael?
Yes.
You're 41?
Yes, Michael, 41, Sacramento.
Great.
Senator?
Adam, 38.
Oh, we're on the air?
Yeah.
Gemini.
Oh, hi. Yes.
Yes.
This is Michael. And I wanted to mention, Adam, that... one of your many very dynamic monologues a couple weeks ago, one was about this idea of an aspect of American society where people get away with egregious acts because of a technicality.
Yes, yes. He's spoken on that point many times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think it was there was a young man who was having, I guess, sex with two gals simultaneously, and they weren't aware of each other, and he claimed he wasn't cheating necessarily because one didn't know about the other.
There was a technicality.
He never promised. He never said we're exclusive.
Exactly.
And Mai argued that it's implied in your penis.
In his behavior,
you're screwing somebody, they think you're exclusive.
That was the point. And it got me thinking about all these other aspects of society where... This idea of the technicality getting away with all this, and I wanted to mention that it brought me to the thought that it brings us all the way up to the apex of American government, where if you take the idea of a technicality with Bill Clinton, who claimed that he didn't...
Of course, Michael.
He didn't have adultery because of it was just oral.
I'm laughing.
I know.
But it's a laugh of impatience.
Yeah. No, you're right. Listen, Clinton. What is he? Is he an idiot or is he smart? It's one or the other. If he's a smart man, of course he knows he committed adultery.
But his training is where the technicality finds its
of course
highest
attorneys.
Level.
Yeah, this is what attorneys do. They're not interested in the truth or what's right or what's wrong. They're interested in the minutiae and the technicalities. And I just like I not going to go too far on this jag again, but I just love the part where Clinton tries to pass himself off as a spiritual man and a religious man. Who are you kidding? I love it when these guys go to church or come to church. I love when they do stuff like, my family all got together and we prayed on it. Are you kidding me? Are you high? Are you high, you buffoon?
I want to do a new TV show called Who Are You Kidding?
Oh, my God. That's the part. And everyone believes it. All these politicians, they're all praying on things all the time. My God. These guys, they cannot be serious. First off, no guy who had a serious, who was seriously religious would run for any form of government. It's impossible. It doesn't work right. It's like a Jew eating pork. It just would not work. It has to go against your religion.
And Adam, I wanted to just, if I could make a quick segue, that religious technicality component, if I may.
That's all they do. That's all it is.
I wanted to bring something up that you might find of interest. Just a couple weeks ago was Columbus Day. And check out this major kind of sociological, sociocultural of technicality where Columbus, you know, in ancient times, you know, about what, 500 years ago, he's told by the king of Spain that when he is to interact with natives, you know, when he gets to this to mm-hmm. these new lands, his directive that the king gives Columbus is to subjugate, enslave, and then what would be the term? Convert to Christianity. That was the idea when he was to meet natives. He was told to do that.
Yeah.
But check this idea out. The core of Christianity is love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yeah.
Now he's meeting the natives, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to be subjugating and enslaving them.
All right, buddy.
But the technicality is, you see, it doesn't apply the love thy neighbor because they're not really
human. They're not people, right? They're not people.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. Oh, yeah, listen, everybody. The world's a corrupt, horrible cesspool. I cannot stand hypocrisy, and it drives me nuts when people get involved with religion and then find the loopholes in it, and it's same with the law. It just drives me nuts when people
find
these loopholes.
We have a lot of like young female strict Catholics who are maintaining their virginity on behalf of their religious beliefs by engaging in oral anal sex.
Right.
The technicality.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Right. We don't have a lot of those people, but they're out there. And I'm just... I know we got to take calls. Here's the utopia I'm talking about, though.
You're president.
And this is why I don't like religion.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always a loophole in religion. You can repent. You can work it out. You can ask for forgiveness. You can whatever. Here's why I like atheists. You're judge, jury, and executioner of yourself constantly. There's no Hail Marys that are going to fix anything. You cannot fix anything because you have to live with yourself constantly. And there's right and there's wrong. There's no loopholes. There's no technicalities. It's all you. That's the society I want. This is where everyone monitors themselves. You don't do something that's wrong because it's wrong. Not because it's against the law, not because your religion says you can't do it, because you can always work around it. You can work around the law, you can work around your religion.
Yeah.
And this is all people do in this society. Dave?
What's up, man?
Good atheists can't work around it.
Oh, no.
What's up, Dave? You're 23.
Yeah, I was calling because I had a question about this relationship I'm in with this girl right now, okay? We've been going out for about 4 months.
All right. Is this guy on a speakerphone?
Yeah, something. See if we can get a better phone going. I'll take Ross.
No, I'll talk to him. Hold on. Dave. Dave, are you on a speakerphone?
I'm on a cell phone.
All right. Where are you?
I'm in Napa.
What room are you in?
I'm in my bedroom.
All right. Continue.
Okay.
Why does that release him to talk?
I've been going out with this chick for about 4 months.
She Why are you at home on your cell phone?
That's the point.
Because I don't have a house phone because I'm never home.
No, My sister didn't have a house phone forever. She just used her cell phone. I thought it was really creepy. But
interesting.
I'm just in and out a lot, so, you know, I'm not here much.
Right.
I got it.
I've been going out with this chick for about 4 months. She's really cool, you know. We're into each other. We like a lot of the same things. She's, like, about 5 years older than me. She has a couple kids and everything, and, you know, I'm used to, like, rushing into things with a lot of girls and stuff, and I'm trying to, like, slow down and take things a little differently, you know, at a different pace. And she has a lot of guy friends and stuff, you know, that kind of, like, I don't know, bothers me, I guess, in a way, but, you know, it's just the same with my sister. She has a lot of guy friends and stuff, too, you know.
Yeah.
What's your question, Dave?
But,
yeah, you know, my sister, all right.
But anyways, yeah, I don't know. I get jealous a lot, you know. We talk to each other about a lot of things on the phone, like about trust and everything. And
all right. What are you doing for a living, Dave?
I work full-time.
Oh, you work for a living.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I work for a motorcycle shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work in the service department.
You do a little repair.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
Right on.
And you make an okay living?
I'm doing all right. She's better, but, you know, I'm not doing bad.
She's a little bit older. She got a couple of kids.
Yeah.
She's not screwing around on you. Unless, what about her old man? Is he a screwy guy?
Yeah, he's kind of nuts.
Was he a troublemaker, alcoholic? Did he beat her?
Well, I don't really know this dude. I know he does a lot of drugs and shit, but
the S word.
I think he's referring to the kid's father.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not her dad?
No, old man is old man's husband.
Code for husband. Right.
Or ex-husband. Yeah, here's the dealio. I think her ex-husband's a bad dude.
Right.
And she's got a little chaos in her blood.
Yeah.
And my first inclination was, well, she's 28, she has a couple of kids. Dave over here is single, makes a living. She should hook her wagon up to his team. But she may still have a little chaos left in her.
She needs the bad guys.
Yeah.
But she can keep Dave around just for a release valve.
Yeah, but Dave is no Tony Randall himself. Right. You know, he works at a motorcycle shop, uses the S word on national radio. Mm-hmm. He's a badass himself. I don't know what the answer to this is. Don't get her pregnant, because you're really going to confuse things if you two then have your own kid in amongst this family.
I wonder if all his jealousy and stuff is her sort of projective identification, her getting it going with him.
I'm getting the vibe that she likes to stir things up.
And he's going
to
be the abusive a-hole eventually. That's when things will work.
All right. Dave, I'm telling you, if it ain't working out, find yourself a nice 22-year-old single chick with no baggage and give it another try.
Yep.
These guys that walk into these things, she got two kids, she got an old man, he's a meth head, and he comes around every once in a while with a sharpened sprinkler key. He punctured some of the tires of my truck, and me and him got into it. Really? 22-year-old guy, this is what you want? What about some 19-year-old chick who goes to junior college and is nice, you know? You want to walk into this? You got the kids. One of the kids has ADD, and he spazzed out. He threw up on me. He took a crayon. He scratched my cornea with a crayon while I was asleep. This is it. This is what you know, like, what do guys walk into this for? She's dynamite. She's about 80 pounds overweight. She's a chain smoker, and she tried to stab me with a fireplace poker, but other than that, decent lady. Uterus came out, last kid she had, still on the kid's head, kid's five, wears it like a crown. Yeah, it's kind of his trademark. Utipus, we call him. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Anyway, one of the kids totaled my car because he got high and he was only six and he took it out and the car was insured for a six-year-old driver and he's going down to a liquor store to score crack for the old man who split, but he came back and he was living in the doghouse in the back and I didn't know. Really? This is it? This is what you got to walk into? Why? What is it with guys? To me, that's got to be just stupid. Ross?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
You're 19?
Yeah, I'm 19 years old.
All right, go.
I have a quick question for you guys. All right. I've been hooking up with this girl for, like, the last 2 weeks, and she is way hot. She's got, like, really nice body and everything.
Yeah.
But, like, coming to the foreplay and the oral sex and the hand job, she's just horrible, dude. I don't know if I should, like, hit her upside the head with a bottle of Lubriderm or what, but it's, like, not working.
What does she do exactly?
Well, I don't know. She's going down there. She's giving me a hand job, but, like, it's like she's just rubbing it with no lubrication, and that doesn't work. You know what I'm talking about. You're a guy.
Yeah, what do you think? She's like a Spider-Man where she just cocks her wrist and shoots some lube onto it? I mean,
isn't that sort of your responsibility, Ron?
She carry her own lube with her?
Asshole.
I have my own, but I don't know how to break it to her, you know? But like when it comes to sex, she's
busy. You don't get a handful of lube before you go down, put a hand down there, do you?
No,
you idiot. Have you ever blamed a girl for not? No. Hey, there's no lube on your hand, bitch. Oh,
I've never heard of that. Maybe he's just been watching too many pornos and he's expecting her to like spit a loogie.
Ooh.
And, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, where did you go to finishing school, Busy?
Loyola Marymount University.
Wow.
Yes.
Was this is this Ross over here?
Yeah, Ross too.
All right. Hey, Ross.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? How's her oral sex?
The teeth come into play every once in a while.
All right.
Yeah, that's no good either.
He's complaining.
Yeah, she's how old?
She's the same age as me. She's 19.
Why don't you avoid all that?
No, who cares? No one cares. Ross is just bragging.
Yeah.
She's hot chicks. She can't blow me, right? God love her, she tried. put a dry hand down there. It's like, hey, bitch, let's put over mitten on and go down there. Feel like the Grim Reaper's trying to yank me off, man. All chalky. I don't know about a woman who doesn't put a lube on her hand.
Doug.
Idiots.
What's up?
Guys are such retards.
What's up, Doug? What's up?
I don't call this show anymore.
Go ahead.
Am I on the show?
Yeah, go.
How you guys doing?
Good.
I'm a big fan.
Great.
Hey, you know your four phrases?
Yeah, I can't remember what they are. Is that a good time?
Wait, here they come. Ready?
Yeah, your good time.
Hold on. What are you going to do?
There's
what are
one.
You going to do?
There's
He's
one.
A big boy.
He's a big boy.
That's why I make the big bucks.
Exactly.
That's why you make the big bucks.
All right.
Good times. Would you shut up? Hey, it takes all kinds. All right, thank you. Let him get through it, Doug. Go ahead.
All right, I got a fifth here, okay?
Hey, it takes all kinds. Yeah.
It's win some, you lose some, slash, win some, can't win them all.
All right.
Can we not talk to guys the rest of the night?
That's noted.
Yes.
I went on a rant last night about 17-year-old guys,
yes,
didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Maybe it was 14-year-old yes. guys, but males between the age of 14 and 21?
Yeah.
What's wrong with them? Do you know what I mean? they're either antisocial, aggressive, or they're clever but not clever. I mean, look, Doug, I appreciate you calling the show. I'm glad you're a fan, but really, hey, it takes all kinds. You win some, you lose some. Really, does not add much to my repertoire. You really had to call the show for that one.
Aww.
I mean, listen, I appreciate your thinking. Oh, okay, buddy. I appreciate you thinking. You're thinking of me.
I'm flattered. We're going to take no more male callers tonight. Is that basically what you're saying?
I like that. It's
Hey, I have a question for my boyfriend who's here. Can I ask it?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? He passes out. Not all the time, but he has been known to pass out, like, during sex ed. He would pass out during the sex ed videos, or, like, when things get graphically sexual or gruesome in movies, like, when there's, like, really disgusting violence, he blacks out sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You pansy!
Cream of staring.
No, he's not.
He swoons.
He's swooning. That's exactly what that is. It's a vasovagal reaction.
Mm-hmm. Why?
It's just him. Probably his family. Other people do it too. It's usually an inherited thing.
Like, but, I'm sure, like when he was younger and he saw Joey Lawrence, for instance.
No.
He'd swoon. He'd pass out like saw the Beatles.
Picture frames.
No, just when things are like graphically bloody, he passes out.
Yeah, it's vasovagal.
And sex ed videos.
His heart rate slows way down, blood pressure drops, and he goes out. He has to be kind of careful with that. It can happen like driving and things.
Mm-hmm. With driving when you see like a bad accident?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See that? Yeah. What kind is he, a convertible man?
Miata?
Nissan Sentra?
Mm-hmm. Not a convertible?
Not a convertible.
You're dating a guy with a Nissan Sentra, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, he's sitting right here.
He's right there.
I know, I'm just saying.
Is his head just dropped?
I think he just do better. I'm going to see if he can pass out.
Well, don't you want to get the aptitude test going here?
No, he's not gay.
Oh, okay.
Nissan Sentra is not a gay car.
No, he's not gay.
Gay guy wouldn't drive that bad a car. Well, he's an artist or something, right?
Yeah,
student,
totally.
Artist?
No, he's a student.
Student? Yeah. Not junior college?
No.
Okay. All right. He's cool. What's he studying? He's like an artsy guy?
He's doing film school.
All right. All right. He's artsy. All right. That's fine. That's fine. That's quite a catch, though. Now, where does he meet you? He's like a civilian.
High school.
Oh, high school. High school. Oh, you've been with him?
No. We were, like, really, really good friends in high school.
Mm.
Yeah.
He wore you down.
And we sort of dated.
No, yes, right.
We sort of dated.
He wore you down.
Towards, yeah. And then we went to college, different places, and then we sort of
dated
other people.
It's actually very healthy for you, because the world you're in, you won't find real relationships.
It's really nice. And yeah. It's nice that most of my friends actually are people that I've known for years. My best friend who I live with, I've known since we were five.
No, so it keeps you grounded when you have to support your mate that way.
You know what? But you know, I have some young actress friends who a lot of times like fall into the trap of like paying for everything for their boyfriends, and like because there is also this weird guilt with all the money when you're so young, you know,
right.
You feel like you have to pay for everybody's way
right.
and stuff, but he doesn't let me do that so
right.
much.
Just rent and food and insurance.
Yeah, and that's it,
and
really.
And gas.
He makes the payment on the
right.
$89
a
month.
All right.
Shut up.
All right, no. Let's, God bless you too. Your kids are beautiful.
Thanks.
All the luck in the world. Buddy, love line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Busy Phillips is our guest tonight. Dawson's Creek, Wednesday nights, WB, 8 o'clock. And let's get back to the phones and speak to Lee, who's 23. Lee?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I have a question. I'm pretty well endowed and
hold on. I thought we weren't going to take any more
questions. Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
All right, Lee, you're our last guy. Go ahead. You're well endowed.
Yeah. And I use Magnum condoms and they're too tight. And I was wondering, is there any bigger size condom out?
What about sewing two truck inner tubes together? No?
Well, we haven't really discussed that yet.
Now, how long are you?
Maybe almost 7.5 inches, something like that.
Seven and a half's not.
It's more like
absurdly
girth.
Long. It's but you got a can of corn between your legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so even the magnums are tight.
Yeah.
Drew, is there like a husky section you can shop in for condoms or anything like that?
No.
I don't think you're gonna do any better than the magnums, but and imagine the old lady too with that extra. Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
How about you have a woman?
Yeah, well, I have a girlfriend.
Well, how about she gets on the pill?
Yeah, we talked about that, but you know.
No, I know, but
she's lazy about going to the doctor and everything.
I know, but ultimately, this condom thing is a disaster waiting to happen.
It's going
to
tear or something.
Something's going to happen. You're going to have a kid.
No.
At least get the morning after pill around. There's a pill you can take within 72 hours of the condom breaks that'll prevent the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Okay, so see about getting her on the pill. And other than that, you're just going to have condoms made like I do. Except for it's not for the big, not the big
right,
ones.
That's the, right.
So you have to certain. Society has a certain range. If you're Shaquille O'Neal, you got to have suits made, right?
I actually do know what you can do. You know, they have these things that you can roll for doctors. You can roll over your index finger for like rectal exams.
Mm-hmm,
stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have just one of those taken in a little bit?
Yeah, just get one of those.
Have one of those taken in?
Yeah.
Okay. Drew didn't get his own
job. No, I did. Get one of those and take it in.
Take that in?
Yeah.
All right. How dare you? I have a perfect penis. And I have perfect posture when it comes to receiving oral. That's what makes me the number one receiver of oral, as voted in this month's
Playboy.
Cosmo.
Oh,
Playboy. Playgirl. Marcia?
Hi.
You're 29?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I love you guys so much. I just want to tell you that.
Thank you.
Well, my boyfriend and I have been together 5 years, and the first 2 years were okay, and the last 3 years... He has absolutely no sex drive whatsoever. I've asked him like a million times, like, is it me, what have you? And I lost some weight and all that, and nothing has worked. And my sister,
how old is he?
He's going to be 32 and at Christmas.
Did he take any medication?
No.
Does he drink a lot?
No, not at all.
Smoke pot?
Nope.
Does he have any medical problems?
Not really. I mean, he doesn't digest his food very well, but I don't think that would have anything to do with it.
What does that mean?
Like,
Do I need to say it? Like, he doesn't digest his food well, meaning that if he eats something, he goes to the bathroom right afterwards. He'd probably kill me if I told him.
That has nothing to do with digestion.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
So. And I know he's not gay. As a matter of fact, he's the exact opposite. He, like, works in pro sports. I mean, so I know his job's kind of stressful.
He's a professional. But I mean, wait. What does he do in pro sports?
He works for the Nashville Predators, the pro hockey team.
He's not a player.
He's, like, okay. In the hockey department.
They don't say he works for. They say he plays for. Yeah. I like the digesting the food part.
Yeah.
Well,
you eat food. You don't run to the bathroom.
I know. Well, that's a whole other story.
There's something called the gastrocolic reflex, which when you put things in your stomach, you have an urge sometimes. Some people to have a bowel movement.
So he may have that.
That has nothing to do with digestion. Zero.
The food you're putting in is not coming out for another 12 hours.
Absolutely.
Or 18 hours or something, right?
That is absolutely true, no matter how fast the transit time is.
Hey, Drew, let me have a quick question for you, babe. You eat and then you go work out. How long are you supposed to wait? You know, before you eat and then you go work out. Mm. Medium-sized meal. Nothing big. Can you do it a half hour later?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can do it, but optimally. You still got blood going down your stomach.
You still can stay in your stomach for 3 hours. So, you know.
But when is the optimal energy? Whatever. It depends on what you eat. But let's say you eat something healthy. Let's say you eat a tuna fish sandwich and a glass of juice. Hour later?
Hour and a half, yeah.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out when the peak is.
Sure, yeah.
So that's my whole thing. I'm always about peak performance,
right.
as you've seen.
Clearly.
My receiving oral style. That kind of stuff. That's just, sure, my dad was good at it, but I mean, I work on it too, you know? Marcia?
Yes.
All right. I think you need to talk to him.
There's a million.
I've talked to him a million times, I swear to God. And my sister said she thinks that he might need his testosterone level checked.
Well, certainly he should, but the question would then be, why did his testosterone drop? Does he have a prolactin secreting tumor in the pituitary gland? Is he got Kallmann syndrome and is having, you know, sort of gonadal failure? I mean, there's a million reasons why that can happen. And there's a hundred, you know, million psychological reasons this could be happening, too. But it does warrant careful evaluation.
Mm. And what other signs are there if your testosterone drops?
Irritability, depression, lack of energy. Sometimes I feel like...
grandiosity?
There's a great book called Man-Made that talks about... We had Ken Baker up here talked about... Mm-hmm. What's the matter?
Ken Baker, the testosterone maker?
The prolactin-secreting tumor maker.
Right. Ken Baker, the prolactin, testosterone-secreting tumor maker?
Yes.
Right, that Ken Baker. And, he wrote a book about what it was like to basically live as a male without testosterone because he had this tumor. And to not have a sex drive and not to feel aggressive and so on and so forth.
And then it turned back on again.
And all of a sudden he's like humping and fighting,
you
know?
Softer features or not a lot of hair coming
in. Muscle tone's down and everybody. But you may not really notice it as outside the range of normal. Uh-huh. Maybe just abnormal for that person. But you may not identify it as abnormal.
That's weird.
Hmm. Yeah. I might have that. Maybe I got that, Drew.
Irritability, grandiosity. Yeah.
Well, I added the grandiosity.
Bad boundaries. Yeah.
But now, when they do like a basic workup on a male, do they check that?
Not routinely. Not unless he has complaints like this.
You have to go in and ask, what about my testosterone?
Yeah.
Drew, you should test my testosterone.
Why?
Just, you know, general radio.
For good measure? Okay.
Why not? I may have that. I'm not tired all the time.
I'm just thinking, okay, just got married, all of a sudden got it.
Is that what it is? Drew, how would I know?
Wife is complaining, I just got married,
would I know? How would I know?
I'll call it that and talk to
you. I got a lot of hair on my ass.
Yeah, that's not from the lack of testosterone, I got news for you.
Okay. Jessica?
A lot.
I just worked that in because it turns busy on. She loves
busy. A lot of hair.
I just want to hear about the pimples.
You see that back, that the pristine.
Right.
Yeah, hairless. And then below, centaur.
Centaur.
Look, he's got hoofs on his feet. I swear to God.
How dare you. I don't have any back hair, though.
That's nice. I hate the back hair, I gotta say.
Chicks hate back hair, but they hate ass hair more than back hair.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, really lathers up the soap.
Jessica.
Hey, guys.
Yeah,
how are
23.
You? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm 23, And I want to know if I should break up with my boyfriend because he won't have sex with me anymore. He won't have sex with me anymore because I have herpes, but he knew that in the beginning, and it was fine for the first month. But for the past 3 months, it's not been okay with him, and I don't know. I just kind of would prefer to be in a relationship where someone would respect that part of me.
But I'm a little confused. It suddenly became a problem for him?
Well, see, like, I told him in the very beginning, and then we were having sex for the first month. And then he decided somewhere along the line that it was, like, too risky, and if we didn't stay together, then he didn't want to have to tell some other girl that he had herpes, and if he got it for me, and...
That's a very upbeat sort of message to your partner, isn't it?
Yeah, the next chick I'm banging, I don't want to have to get in the whole herpes conversation. Remember how uncomfortable it was for you?
Well, yeah.
Who knows how many more there'll be after her? I mean, come on. What do you expect?
Let's be serious.
No, I think the other side of the coin is that he wants to stay with me even though he's not getting any. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Trying to say, like, I love you enough that I want to stay with you and give up sex so that we can be together.
We're suspicious about that, Jessica. I got to tell you, both Adam and I just immediately
I start spinning. I don't know. How long have you been with this guy? A few months?
4 months, but I've known him for like 6 years.
I think he's backing out. I think he's on his way out.
Can you tell me why?
Why he doesn't want to have sex with you? He's making these bizarre proclamations.
Yeah.
This thing may have run its course.
It just sounds like he's backing down easy because he does like you and you are his friend. But I think our sense is that that's the only way that makes sense, all these bizarre proclamations he's making.
Yeah.
You're fat.
And, you know, it's really, really hard to find someone that wants to be with you in the first place when you have herpes. But then, like...
No, it's untrue.
Oh, but...
Untrue.
I've been with it for 4 years, and the only three people that I've been really interested have gotten rid of me as soon as they knew I had herpes.
Yeah.
You're attracted to the wrong guys.
You're going after the wrong guys. Yeah. I'm pro herpes. I like herpes. I exclusively look for women with herpes.
Oh, it's an interesting angle.
Yeah. You know why? Damaged goods. I'll tell you why. Because
that's the antelope at the end of the pack with the little rash.
Well, no, here's the deal.
Limping. You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather, instead of driving a perfectly cherry Nissan Sentra, I'd rather drive a Porsche with a dent in it.
Of course.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what herpes is to me. Instead of getting this, you know, I can only get chicks in the 6-7 range. I can move up to 9s if they got herpes.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's my thinking.
That's assuming that, you know.
See, that's...
That what?
That this girl is a 9, right?
No, but for Adam.
Yeah, for me. Jessica?
Yes?
So you like, what's your number? What do you give yourself?
What's my number? Like on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
I'd say 9. I'm up there.
You're pretty hot, right?
Oh. I'm pretty cute. I'm smart.
Yeah. She sounds cute and perky.
Well,
forget about
the personality stuff, but you're cute.
Oh, God. No, I'm cute. I'm fit.
Yeah, you're a good-looking woman, right?
Yeah.
Right. So let's say you're 8.5, 9, but you'll be satisfied with a nice, loyal 6 if he can see past the herpes. See, this is the Porsche with the dent in it.
Kind of.
You're upsetting her.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Hey, your Porsche, though. You're better than that Sentra. What the hell is your boyfriend driving?
And a Sentra.
A Sentra.
Good times.
Yeah, I mean, better than the Sentra. That's all I'm saying. I don't mean to keep harping on them, but it's just better than the Sentra. Jessica.
Yes.
You'll find a guy. You'll find a guy who's into you and who loves you, and you'll know it because he'll be able to look past this. I agree with Busy.
Yeah.
I don't trust this guy. I don't like this guy.
Okay.
Sorry, baby.
That's just from.
Oh,
we just
what?
Don't trust
the
situation.
There's plenty of guys out there that got herpes too, right?
Yeah. She's a 9.
Yeah, you're 9. You're in good shape, baby.
Okay.
You're fine. Hey, good times.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, baby.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
Here's Adam's new pep talk. You're fine. Good times. Take it easy. What's she gonna do? Good times. That's it, pep talk.
Mm-hmm.
Life is good.
Yeah.
It used to be abundanza. Enjoy.
Enjoy abundanza.
Oh, my God.
Busy Phillips here, guest tonight. I keep thinking of, who's there? Is there Bijou Phillips?
Right, yeah.
That's right.
Not me.
No, she's nutty, that Bijou.
Biatch.
Busy Phillips in here tonight. Dawson's Creek, Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Dr. Drew. Busy Phillips in here tonight. I'll say she's busy. Tell you what, Drew. She's doing those morning shows.
You're going to drop trout, dude.
Woo! Yeah. No time for the lightning round, kiddies. Maybe tomorrow night. Busy is, of course, on the Dawson's Creek Wednesday nights on the WB. And let's get back to the phone. Is everyone seven of that? Julie.
Hi.
27. What's going on?
Okay. I've been with my boyfriend since I was 21. And we, whenever he is touching my breast or licking my nipples or whatever, I have encountered a couple of times that my mouth goes dry or I get very, very thirsty. So, and I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, maybe like once or twice a year to where I like literally have to reach over and grab a glass of water. And I've talked to my friends and they just kind of like, well, maybe it's just nerves or you get nervous, but I'm not nervous.
And you're not breathing heavily with your mouth.
So that's what I was thinking. Maybe,
I really breathe deeply because I mean, when we have sex, we really, have really good love sex. So it's not like I'm nervous or I'm breathing hard or anything. I can breathe through my nose and it's not even... Like, you know, when you exercise, your mouth gets dry. It's not even like that. It's when, my throat.
But what if you keep your mouth shut when he's doing this? In general, it's not a bad policy in the sack for the ladies. But I mean, unless the world's going on, you want to see my however.
Got it.
Okay. Anyways,
but so, you breathe through your nose and you keep your mouth shut. How does your throat and mouth get dry when it's shut that way?
It's like, you know, whenever you're talking in front of people, remember when you're first. Talking in front of people, and all of a sudden your mouth just goes dry.
Are you on a medication?
I'm on a birth control, but it's not. You know, I talked to my doctor.
Well, it turns out when the breasts are stimulated, there are several different pituitary hormones that can be released. Oxytocin is one of them, and it's possible maybe something along the antidiuretic hormone path influences this.
That was my guess.
And again, it's probably. Some reaction you're having to this hormonal flux, but there's a lot of stuff that gets released by stimulation of the breast.
Okay. Get a lozenge.
So being on.
All right. Being on what?
Birth control pill won't matter.
All right.
Won't affect it.
But my thing is, you know, I said to her, if you just keep your mouth closed, you just keep those lips shut, how dry can your mouth and throat get? And she responds with, well, you know, when you're talking in front of somebody and you get nervous, yeah, I know your mouth is flapping.
Right.
I'm done.
Keep going.
I mean, here's what I'm saying. I understand the phenomenon, but it could only be so bad if you just breathe through your nose, yes?
Yes, Tabitha, 32.
Yes.
What's up?
For Ms. Phillips. I just started working at a new job, and I work with a lot of young, attractive women. And I want to know, does she find herself, like, checking out, like, the girls that she works with?
You're a lesbian.
No, I'm not. I mean...
Like Katie Holmes?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, do you check them out because they're, like, so attractive?
You're a lesbian.
Please, we heard it the first time.
No, I don't think I do.
I mean, is it like, natural for women?
Yes.
Women? Sure. Very common.
I mean, you always notice, well, whatever.
Women like anything. Women like anything that's attractive.
I like pretty things.
Quilts and
but, you know, recently,
pretty ladies, too.
Like, in the bedroom or whatever, and when I'm together with, like, this guy that I'm going out with, I'd rather, like, have oral sex than rather feel anything other than, you know.
Hold on a second.
That's also common.
Tabitha has a unique combination that you don't see very often or hear very often. She sounds simultaneously old and young. She sounds older than 32, and she sounds younger than 32. Like, once in a while, you see skinny, fat people.
Oh, that's the best.
You see I love skinny, fat people.
I see dudes that way.
It's like skinny guys are kind of narrow-shouldered and kind of spindly-looking and stuff, but they got a big ass on them.
Yeah.
Like, you are skinny. You have all the worst parts about being skinny and the worst parts about being fat combined in the same physique.
Like girls that have really skinny arms, like really long arms and legs that are really skinny, but then the torso is just like a block.
Or even women that have, or the opposite, which is not such a big torso and then fat arms, just like huge huge guns on him.
And you like this pussy.
I just think
it's interesting. I always like, I don't know.
You've never seen a guy who sort of looks skinny and fat at the same time?
Like, yeah, I know.
Sort of spindly and husky simultaneously. Not husky, not like Anderson, sort of thick and burly, but it's more about having some love handles and kind of pear-shaped and a wide ass on a guy.
Yeah.
Sort of feminine physique, being sort of skinny up top.
Right.
And then it'll even be the guy with the skinny face but the double chin. That's the other one I like. That's the coup de grace. That really means you're the king of the skinny fat guys.
It's kind of the guy with no hair on his back but ass just full of hair. Is that kind of thing?
How dare you! All right. Busy. I have more than one automobile.
But yeah. No convertible.
No Sentra.
And no Sentra.
Tabitha?
Yes.
Okay, so...
I'm just confused.
No, listen, the preference for oral sex is a normal and common thing.
Anything bad happen to you growing up?
No.
All right,
this has just been like a recent thing.
All right, where's your husband?
We're not together.
What happened?
We got divorced.
Recently?
Excuse me?
Recently?
No, about 2 years ago.
He cheated on you.
No.
What happened?
No, we kind of just, I don't know, kind of grew apart.
He did?
Yeah. I just wanted to continue my education. He wanted me to stay home and pump out kids. Mm-hmm. So I just went on my own, and now I'm a teacher. So
you've known this guy for, since high school or something?
Oh, yeah.
Forever. You just knew each other too long.
Yeah.
Should have never gotten married.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. You love your dad? Everything's good with him?
Oh, love him. Love him to death.
Good good girl.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Hey, good times. Oh, who are your teacher? Who are you attracted to?
No, there's like a lot of young teachers out there that are just, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you in high school or?
No, we're in an elementary school.
Hot teacher. Jesus Christ. I had Mrs. Wolk. My teachers were like a mess. Like you couldn't beat off with them in the same city with you would throw you off. A disaster. Like train wrecks for teachers. I didn't have one cute teacher. Do you have any cute teachers?
Uh-uh. No.
I guess it's good because if you had that hot teacher, it'd just be crazy. Like when you're 14 or 15. All right. Let's talk to Amy, who's 19.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a book on the skinny, fat people.
And skinny, flabby, too, is another thing, which is like the really skinny, but the layer of flab.
Oftentimes, that's someone who was overweight that lost it, though. But
I think Gwyneth Paltrow is a little skinny, flabby. Sometimes the talented Mr. Ripley, she's kind of got the... She's really skinny. She's amazingly skinny, but it's not... There's no... At least in The Talented Mr. Ripley, there was no talent.
Yeah, but then in the movie where she played the fat chick, she did look pretty hot when she was skinny, ironically.
Well, I think now she's doing yoga and macrobiotics, so maybe that's...
There's an interesting point that some people just are like have firm tissue, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're like firm, and they look complete. Other people can be tiny and thin.
Like Selma Hayek is firm, I think, when I see her in those magazines.
Yeah. I get firm when I see her, too. It's the only time I'm firm. Amy?
Yeah.
You're 19?
This is why you want your testosterone level check, because
that's the only time I get firm, so I see pictures of Selma Hayek.
We got to check this. I'm bringing a blood tube in tomorrow.
Bring the blood tube in. Go ahead.
I'm calling your wife.
Okay. I've been masturbating since I was 15, and whenever me and my boyfriend have sex, I can't get off at all.
Which is common, normal, let's say, for your age.
But... I'm 19 now.
That's all right.
And,
can you talk to him about doing stuff to you or with you that might help you?
Well, it's kind of difficult because he like puts so much into it and
but not the right stuff.
Does he perform oral sex on you?
Yeah.
And he's not very good at it.
Oh no, he's great at it.
Yeah, what's the problem? I can tell.
Yeah, what's the problem?
That's the thing. I think maybe, is it possible that, like, I've lost kind of feeling for anything but oral or masturbation down there instead of...
Well, wait a minute. You having an orgasm via the oral?
Sometimes.
Well, if it's...
He gives you an orgasm by performing oral on you.
Yeah.
Okay. You're ahead of the game.
That's better than average at your age. And just focus on that. That may be the only way. Most women don't have orgasm during sex.
busy. Okay. Lean up on the mic here a second.
Yeah.
True or false?
What?
At 19, being able to have an orgasm.
I think I had had
ahead
one.
Ahead of the game.
Yeah.
To have an orgasm at all.
Having an orgasm
at all.
In the presence of a man at 19, ahead of the game.
Way ahead of the game.
Yes.
Now.
I would agree.
He could have a mop handle with a vibrator duct taped to the end of it and be working from across the room.
It's so weird because girls don't know that, you know?
I know.
And a lot, I think, I always thought there was something wrong.
Not only that, all the women's magazines don't.
Right.
Women feel they're impaired.
They don't tell you.
They tell you you should use these mechanical, all these mechanics and everything will be perfect.
Right.
No, BS.
Yeah.
BS.
No, they don't tell you that 18, 19-year-old women really don't, A, enjoy sex the way they're going to enjoy it later on.
Right.
And B, really, whether it's biological or emotional, have not worked it out yet. They've not grown into their female sexual body. And if they enjoy it, that's great. But I don't know what percentage of 19-year-old women have orgasm through intercourse. Under 10%, I say.
I'd say certainly
in my travels, less.
Less than zero.
Less than zero. I'm still trying to figure that number out, Drew. Yeah. If I gave a chick one via intercourse,
several others lost it.
I would then be even.
Yeah.
I would not even count as one.
That's right.
I owe orgasm.
That's right.
Okay, we'll be back. All right, everybody. That's a show. I can't hear myself very well, Anderson. Problem with that? Uh-oh. Headphones. All right, my headphones are destroyed. Screw it.
Wrap it up.
I want to thank Busy Phillips for coming in here tonight. Dawson's Creek, Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to see
you
guys. I know.
Come back anytime, please. Make it soon.
I always try to.
Well, appreciate it.
Okay.
So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. You mentioned being great.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.